Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, sitting in for Elliot Jaeger of the Jerusalem Post. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
We have a double parsha, Nitzavim Vayelech. Even when they're put together, it's a rather small parsha. It's 70 psukim altogether, but it's 70 of the most hard-hitting sentences which exist in the Torah. Moshe, this is literally at the end of his life. Moshe says, I cannot go forth anymore. Today's my last day on earth. Moshe reminds the Jewish people of the covenant, the fact that they cannot view themselves as being utterly free of responsibilities and able to do whatever they want to do because of the fact that there is a covenant that precedes them. This covenant between God and Israel occurred at Sinai. It has validity. It has remained valid over all of the millennia since Sinai. It's the secret of Jewish existence. And basically, it's the challenge to what it means to be a Jew. What is our relationship to the covenant? Moshe says, therefore, Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem, you are all here today. Everybody. So Moshe says, Rosheichem, the heads of your tribes, your wise men, your rabbis, and the lowliest menial, unskilled labor worker that exists, the peasant, so to speak, who has no intellectual pretensions or perhaps incapacity even. And Moshe says, you're all even in this. And the covenant is the great equalizer. Covenant is what makes for a meritocracy in Jewish life. And everyone is judged individually on the basis of one's relationship to the covenant, on whether or not one fulfilled the role or that one was assigned, so to speak. And if people think of themselves in that light, they think of themselves in terms of the covenant, they think of themselves in terms of well, their grandparents or great-grandparents that have gone before, and in terms of what they would like their grandchildren and great-grandchildren to be afterwards. So then it is only the covenant that binds us. It's only the covenant that gives meaning to our lives. It's the covenant that defines us as being a Jew. So even though Vayelech Moshe, Moshe is going, Moshe leaves us. And the poet said, if Moshe dies, then who shall not die, right? Moshe, who is the closest human being to immortality, is still mortal, so all of us are mortal. So even Moshe goes. But Moshe doesn't go without reminding us that the covenant is in force. And as long as the covenant is in force, then Moshe is still here. In effect, that's Moshe's guarantee of immortality. And it's the guarantee of immortality for every Jew. And being bound to the covenant and being part of it, that gives us our eternal view of things and makes us special as an individual and as a people as well. So that parsha of Nitzavim Vayelech really sums all of this up. I'd like to wish all of the listeners, and to you, Howard, and to Elliot, very happy and healthy and successful new year, and we always hear good news one from another.
Same to you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on the double parshat Nitzavim Vayelech.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.